Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will come from Brother Roger Jones. I kindly ask you to stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourself a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. We appreciate you very much for tuning in. Trusting that your holiday seasons were one of joy, peace, and love. And if you were enduring hardships and made it through, you need to stop and pause and give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. We're in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 48. We're concluding this section, and we're going to be looking at a verse that has some contradiction as far as someone's interpretation of the passage. Try to shed some light on that this morning and give us a better understanding as to what Jesus was actually asking his kingdom children to do in verse number 48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. The word perfect comes from the Greek word in the original language, teleos. The charge is, be ye therefore perfect. The ideal is perfection of purpose. It has to do with an end, an aim, a goal, or a purpose. It means fit, fully grown at a particular stage of growth. For example, a fully grown child is a perfect child. He has reached his childhood and achieved the purpose of childhood. It does not mean perfection of character, that is, being without sin, nor does it give license to sin. It is fitness, maturity for task and purpose. It is full development, maturity of godliness. In Ephesians 4, verse 12, 16. We won't read it in its entirety, but we will read the first verse. He said he gave some for first apostles and prophets, but in verse 12 he says why he gave the apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers. He said for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. In other words, the perfecting here is reaching a certain goal, a maturity level. So what Jesus is asking his disciples to do, now remember, in giving an interpretation of a passage of scripture in a particular context, you have to consider the immediate context and the remote context. Now Jesus has been explaining what kingdom children look like, how they're to mourn and to be willing to endure persecution wrongfully, how they were to become salt and light, how they were to deal with different situations that come up in one's life. In the last section that we discussed, this section, he's dealing with right relationships. So what the word perfection points back to in the immediate context, it is the goal or the maturity level or the purpose or the aim or the end of what Jesus says that a kingdom child of God is to look like or be like. He must be one that is willing to express his unworthiness, his emptiness. He must express that he must be meek and humble. He must be willing to share those things that he has with others. He must be willing to be persecuted wrongfully and endured because of Christ's sake. and he must become an example that will season the world in which he lives and give light to those that are in darkness. Jesus says, I want you to be therefore perfect in these things. I want you to come to a aim or goal or an end. I want you to be fully grown at a particular stage of growth as you go through this kingdom development, becoming kingdom children that God will accept in the end. I want you to reach that maturity level. The Bible talks about three stages of perfection. Number one, saving perfection. Christ's death has guaranteed forever the perfection or redemption of those set apart for God. Hebrews 10:14 bears this out. He said, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. So we have saving perfection. Then we have progressive or maturing perfection. God reveals anything that is contrary to his purpose. And the believer, the kingdom child of God, is expected to clean it up, to be more like God. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 15. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, mature, able to understand, comprehend, and make application and apply to one's life. If in it ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So God expects a progressive or maturing perfection in his children. Then thirdly, there's the redemptive or resurrected perfection. The believer's purpose and aim is to attain unto the resurrection of the dead. In Philippians 3, verses 11 through 12, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after that I may apprehend for that which also I am apprehended of Christ. Paul says, I follow in, I follow purpose, I follow maturity level will be when we are resurrected and put in our glorified bodies. The Lord's point is this. The mature believer will do good and show kindness to all men, both good and bad men. He is mature in heart when he shows love to his enemies as well as to his friends. God himself is the believer's example in this. John chapter 13, verses 33 through 35, Jesus said, little children, yet a little while, and I'm with you. You shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, and as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to the other. He challenges everyone to be like himself. Love all, even his enemies. Think about the challenge. Has his enemies, has the Christian loved his enemies, yet he is to love them? His enemies curse him, yet he is to bless them. They hate him, yet he is to do good to them. They are spiders, yet he is to pray for them. And yet they persecute him. And yet he is to pray for them as well. If a person will work to mature in this challenge, he will be marching ever forward to be like who is in heaven. No man will ever gain perfection, particularly in the era of human relationship. Just consider how short each person comes in relating to spouse, to their children, friend, fellow workers, and even their enemies. Yet he is to follow after. Forget the past. Reach forth. Press. He is to walk as he has learned to walk, more and more like Jesus. Listen to Peter as I close in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, complete. Now, look when perfection comes, or maturity comes. After you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. I trust that we will learn from this passage and from the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus was not talking about absolute, complete perfection without sin, without ever making a mistake, without ever doing wrong intentionally, but he was talking about maturing in the things in which he were instructing them to become, and how to deal with their marriages, how to deal with their enemies, how to deal with those that take from them and not to retaliate. That's what Jesus was talking about in maturing. At this time, let us go to God in prayer. Our Father and our God who art in heaven, we come with bowed heads and humble hearts, realizing that thou art God and beside thee there is none other. Father, we come on behalf of this nation and the world, the pandemic on the uprise. We ask, Father, that the vaccine that has been developed will do what it's designed to do when it's done all that it can do. Father, we are trusting that you will providentially step in and care for us. But Father, in the meantime, we ask that you will cause all of us in the church and outside the church to look at our situation, our relationship with you, and to evaluate it to see whether or not we're in the faith. Prove ourselves. Check ourselves out to see if we're striving to do the things you have commanded us to do, if we have embraced your Son and put him on in baptism for the remission of our sins and added to his body, and working out our soul salvation in fear and trembling. Bless those families that are dealing with sickness, financial difficulties, food, wondering how they're going to pay their rent. Father, we know that you're able to do exceeding and abundantly above that which we're able to ask or think. We know that if we trust you, you have promised that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Bless those that are striving to seek employment and having difficult times in finding it. Father, we know that you can open doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open. And Father, when we come to the end of our journey, this world will no longer afford us a home. We long to hear your welcoming voice say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful for a few things, now shall make thee rule over many. In and out to the joys of thy Lord, and that will be enough. We give thanks and ask it all in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Jesus is Lord.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens light up. turn your midnight into day.
Yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I know, I know he can turn your life around. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's why we're more. If you try, yeah. Just remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, he can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be his all in all the night. Oh, there ain't no secret what my God can do. Jesus, he is.